From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims Islamist extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander near Damascus Airport on Friday. Hezbollah announced Mustafa Bedreddin's death on Friday before holding a military funeral for the commander later on the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it launched an investigation and found the explosion which led to the martyrdom of the commander was the result of artillery bombardment carried out by Sunni extremist groups in the region. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. 55-year-old Bedreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in the Helmand province. Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations, in a new report, says that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated UN sanctions in providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program for 2014 that was held for the Congolese Presidential Guard. UN sanctions banned North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group says the same type of pistol is now available for sale on the black market in the capital city of Kinshasa. This is VOA News.